Joining me for New Talent Tuesday, I have some of the students and teachers from the Arts Department of Brentwood School to talk about art and art during lockdown. I'm joined by Head of Art, Mr. Lonsdale, as well as Poppy, Chloe and Simney. Hi, everybody. How are you all?
Hello there.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Lonsdale, do you want to sort of introduce this project a little bit to everybody and just explain what the Arts Department has been up to during lockdown?
Of course. With the second lockdown, we felt it was a good idea to get students to produce some work based on an experience that they already know from the first lockdown. So inspired by the Netflix miniseries Homemade, we encouraged all of our exam students, not just our A-level students, to undertake a project based on their experience of this second national lockdown. They are potentially limited by the materials that they have at home, and they're also potentially limited by their ability to go places or access any other environment than their home. So the challenge for them was to try and use creativity in a way that they wouldn't normally be able to do, because they would normally have the freedom of the studios and, of course, the support of their teachers and peers, which in this lockdown they don't have. So the real challenge was then to produce a short project, a mini project, based on their lockdown experience. It could, if they wanted it to, relate to their broader A-level or GCSE or IB themes, but it didn't necessarily have to. And I thought that was really useful for them, because it allowed a potential freedom to take place within the project work without them feeling that they had to somehow shoehorn it into the journeys that they were already undertaking. But equally, the government removing the exams this year, it also gave the students an opportunity to undertake a perhaps fresh challenge that they were able to do without the same level of pressure or expectation that they would otherwise have.
Well, that all sounds so interesting. Now, obviously, I've got loads of questions for all three students joining me today about their art projects that they have individually been working on, and also about the process of creating art during a lockdown. But before we do that, I understand you've also prepared a monologue to sort of introduce the artwork with the difficulties of lockdown. And I'm going to let you guys get started with that straight away. So over to you guys.
6 a.m. Wake up.
When thoughts become complex and overwhelming, control is lost.
I have a meeting today. What day is it?
I can't get out of bed. It's now 7:30 and I don't want to get up.
What is coronavirus?
Lack of control can feel invasive, provoke fear and become detrimental.
Pandemic or plandemic?
All I can think about is the past, the before, the good times.
This lockdown takes its toll. I can't find any space to stop.
8 a.m. Push the rubbish off of my table onto my bed.
When we were all going out, meeting up with friends, having parties.
Track and trace. Tracking the virus or stalking our every move.
My Zooms are ready.
The dog needs to go out again. Really?
Maybe another cup of coffee will help, but I've got to paint that wall.
What do you mean we've run out of hot chocolate?
Who to trust? Scaremongering government and media, or wild yet sometimes somewhat believable conspiracies?
1 p.m. Unscheduled nap. Ruined lessons.
Many holidays and trips with our families that we can no longer do.
I think I'm going to go for a walk.
No, the questions don't ask for that. Simply follow the task set. What's wrong with your Wi-Fi?
Maybe one can thrive within this break by engaging in the freedom and the bliss of letting go.
I think I'm going to go for a walk.
Harmful vaccine or harmful conspiracies?
I think I'm going to go for a walk.
2 p.m. Focus. Yet the toys call my name.
How can I keep my memory alive?
The toys call my name.
Hello, second years. Welcome to art. Sorry, I mean DT. No, sorry, I mean well-being.
Can you upload your slides to the classroom, please? Thank you.
Your Wi-Fi can't be that bad. You're managing to email me.
conspiracy theories ripped through the internet this year, destroying relationships and endangering lives.
Photographs, videos, reflecting on the past, planning trips for the future and days out with my friends.
Can you see my screen?
I am still missing your work. Please, get it sent to me.
Who needs a qualification anyway?
Please do not forget that in our next lesson we have Drop Everything and Read.
Sorry, I can't. I want to, but I can't.
The empty streets provide freedom, an area to explore.
It still blows my mind how people come up with these conspiracy theories, even more shocking and dangerous this time, is the amount of people that believe them.
The outfits I could be wearing, the fun activities I could be doing.
The fire has gone out. Damn, the widow stamp.
My future is in my hands.
Please, could I ask you to turn your camera on?
My tired hands.
Cup of coffee, cup of tea, skip lunch again.
Ball and chain at my desk.
Could you lay the dinner table, the office table, the phone call table, the Zoom table?
I've missed that deadline, but my to-do list doesn't get any shorter. The small tasks are getting put off again.
All seems so surreal and yet so far away.
When all I want is rest.
Midnight. I can play now.
1 a.m. Bedtime.
Fear awakens us and puts life into perspective.
Can't get out of bed. It's nothing and no one's coming over.
On Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Now, before the travel, we had some of the art students from Brentwood School on the show to discuss the art projects they've been doing in lockdown. We finished off with a beautiful monologue from them that really summarised life in lockdown, I feel like, and helped to introduce their projects. Now it's time to talk a little bit more to them about those individual projects. Here's Lucy explaining how they found inspiration for their art.
So, as Sir said, we've been watching these homemade videos of a series on Netflix, and we were told to watch these any of the videos on there and write down our sort of our initial feelings, our initial reactions and thoughts about them. And sort of when I was watching them, I felt very sort of comforted and quite nostalgic about the past, and that's kind of where I've sort of carried my project forward. So I found myself sort of looking through like my parents' photographs, and even though I am limited, I don't have like the materials that I would have in school, I still managed to sort of think, oh, what can I do with this? And I sort of took these pictures and I created like a montage, and I created like this short little film for my parents, kind of like creating like a little story, like a little love story that they have. And yeah, it's just been really good. It's just, art is really good. You just have so much freedom to do whatever you want, and it's just a way of expression, and it's a break from all the other subjects, and that's why I really, really like it.
That sounds really great, and it's lovely to sort of, in a time when maybe people can't be together, to do a project about relationship. So you're doing a photography-based one then, another great thing about art, covers so many different things. Can you tell us any more about your project?
Yeah, I've also sort of looked at the comfort aspect to it as well. So it's meant that I've taken up new tasks such as crocheting, that I've never tried. That's something that me and my mum are doing at the moment, and we're really enjoying it. And yeah, it is a bit like a bonding session as well, but having our conversations and talking about the past, I think that's where it sort of inspired me as well to sort of think about what I could do with my project as well. But yeah, I think trying new things is always great as well. Just gives you something to do and keeps you motivated as well, which is really good.
Absolutely. Well, that is the whole point of New Talent Tuesday, is introducing people to projects and sort of skills that they might not have heard about. And that is the perfect example that you're taking up new things in lockdown. That sounds great. Now, Simni, what are you up to? What has your project been about?
My project has been about looking at childhood and adulthood and looking at the contrast between the two and how some people may revert back to childhood as a coping mechanism during lockdown.
I definitely do. I came back from uni, I'm at home, have turned back into a child. That sounds really interesting. How are you expressing that? How are you showing it?
I've mainly been looking at photoshopping images and screenshots and kind of warping them in a way that would reflect reality. So having cartoon characters talk about ditching school and realizing how much adulthood kills your inner child.
That sounds really interesting. Another sort of photography-based concept then. Do you think that lockdown has really helped you, give you a lot of time to do your art, or do you find that inspiration can be quite hard when you're sort of stuck inside a lot?
I feel that, for me personally, I have been inspired to do a lot. I am surrounded by two younger children, and so they kind of fuel that inspiration for me as well. I have talked to my peers, and they've found it hard to create art because they're stuck inside, and their family members are obviously quite busy with their own work, so they don't have time to enjoy lockdown as much as they wouldn't.
Do you think that your art has been a real sort of stress relief as well? As you say, you've got two younger kids in the house with you. That can be quite hectic, I'm sure. Do you find your art is a time that you can really take for yourself and relax in sort of a very stressful environment at the moment with lockdown and the uncertainty?
Despite the workload in all of my subjects, including art, I found art quite relaxing and very helpful because I feel that I'll be able to express myself better through imagery instead of words.
That's really interesting, yeah. And finally, we've also got Poppy with us. What are you doing as your project, Poppy?
So I'm looking at how during hardships and times of struggle and times of change, which is obviously fueled by the pandemic, how we can kind of shift our perspective on the situation, and rather than focusing on these negative connotations, think about the good that we can get from these situations.
Amazing. So focusing on the silver linings, that's so important. And how are you doing that? What sort of medium of art are you doing?
Yeah, so I've done a lot of photography of my neighbourhood, and just using Photoshop to kind of create a physical shift. So distorting images and adding filters in different colours.
What's been your favourite set of photos or individual photo sort of area of your where you live? What's your favourite so far that you've created?
Yeah, I went around one of the kind of neighbourhood blocks near mine, which is just full of very generic looking kind of 70s houses, nothing that you'd maybe be excited by. But I think there's something quite beautiful in the nature of those houses and the fact that they're hugely functional family buildings, and the memories that have come from those areas is exciting in its own way.
So nice to hear three such different ways of looking at lockdown and taking away from lockdown. I think all three of those really, whilst in me's one, you know, is looking at sort of the loss of childhood. I think all three of those sort of find some sort of silver lining with looking at positive things that can also come out of lockdown as well. And that's really lovely. Poppy, what would you say to people listening who maybe have a slight interest in art, or maybe have never had an interest in art, that might be able to take it up during lockdown? Why would you recommend any form of art, and which forms of art would you recommend the strongest maybe?
I think that doing art during this lockdown can be really beneficial because it gives you an opportunity to kind of get off the screen, because obviously if you're on work all day and meetings all day, then we're constantly on the screen. But maybe sitting down and just doing a sketch or a painting gives you the opportunity to get away from that. But also probably the most simple form of art that someone could do at home is photography, because all you need is your phone or a camera if you have one. You don't need really any equipment. And just try and find some areas of beauty within where you live, and you might be surprised.
It's great to sort of, as you say, with silver linings and things, with art and photography particularly, you can sort of focus on positive things, as you say, search for the things that are just simple and beautiful and things to be grateful for. And it can sort of help you to focus on that maybe, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Because I've the thing that I've missed the most during this lockdown is London. I'm like going up there with my friends and everything that's going on, and feeling quite bored about my own kind of area. But actually, maybe we have to find exciting elements within that.
Yeah, that's really great. I might take up some art because I've been thinking about it for a while, so I'm not looking at my screen all day, although it might have to be like painting by numbers might be the stretch that I go to. No, I don't have the natural skills that you guys do, but who knows? Maybe I'll come out of this lockdown a new artist. We'll see. Thank you to all of you for chatting to me today. Sounds like you're doing these amazing projects. And is there any way for us to see these when they come out, or are they going to be on the website anywhere?
We have the Brentwood School Instagram. There's some posts on there of our work.
We'll all go and have a little look at all the artwork that the school has been creating. Brentwood School_art. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about your projects with me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Some of the students from Brentwood School there talking about art during lockdown for New Talent Tuesday. Of course, if you want to come on New Talent Tuesday and talk about a hobby or an interesting talent that you have and maybe have been struggling with during lockdown but has been saving you during lockdown, get in touch. George's on Air or Phoenix FM. Rag and Bone Man now, All You Ever Wanted.